What is up, guys? This is Scott from Iron Will Strength. This is episode 159. Strong the Iron Will way. Fuck the haters. That's what I want to call this one. Fuck the haters. I want to talk about this because I think this has always been a thing. It's much more of a thing now with social media. We see this happening everywhere on every level, most notably kids, school, bullying, school shootings, all this really shitty stuff. And this is not unique to kids. This is not unique to 2018 and texting and social media. Bullying happens at many, many levels, from fucking nursing homes down to fucking grade school. Sometimes this bullying / hater behavior comes from people that actually dislike you and hope that you fail in your endeavors. And sometimes it comes from people that are your friends or your family who may or may not even be aware that they're doing it. But it's out there. It's a thing. It needs to be talked about, and it needs to be managed, because if you do not know how to manage it, it can shut you down from doing just about anything that you want to do in your life, and that would be victory for said hater, and that's not okay. So I want to tell you why I was inspired for this one today. A friend of mine reached out to me this morning. Now it's 7:30, so this already happened. Right? This is early morning shit. Upset about a Facebook post where she had haters being not supportive of something she was going to do. So without even really looking at the post and just knowing what the one person said, I said, good, fuck them. Use it for fuel. Prove them wrong. Kick ass. And enjoy it when you can stick it in their face, because that's my approach to anybody that is wishing me unwell or not supportive or hoping that I fail. I turn it around and I get fucking fired up by it. But it wasn't always that way, and I'm not going to say it and act like it's easy for me to deal with, because this is something that is not easy to deal with. But let's get back to the original situation. So this person's upset. She got some haters not supportive of what she's doing. So I say, fuck them, turn it around on them, use it for fuel, and smoke them. So then I decided to go look at the post, because I thought of this, doing this exact thing that I'm doing now, and I found 33 comments, one negative. 32 supportive comments, one negative. One out of 33. I'm not a fucking mathematician, but that's a pretty small percent. So here's how the human brain is wired. The human brain is wired to pay attention to the one negative comment among 33 positive supportive comments. Think about how fucked that is. Think about how fucked that is, that we are trained to look at that one person. Now that negative comment, by the way, was not even super duper horribly negative, right? Like, it wasn't this bashing. Like, we've seen some bad stuff. This wasn't it. Now, a lot of times, you know, the haters that are close to us can be subtle, and that can burn a lot, maybe more than the harsh ones. But the point being, it's one out of fucking 33. I would bet as the day goes on, it's going to be one out of 50. Okay? So I want you to address that part first, is that we are wired physiologically to notice the negatives. And that's an evolutionary response that happens from fucking caveman days, okay? So we are going exploring for food. And we got our clubs, and we're heading out to find something to eat. And we have learned by searching for food that there's one area of the forest where a lot of berries grow in the spring, in the summer. So we've got to remember that. We're going to go find that spot. We also remember that in the winter, there's a good spot to hunt over here. Lots of animals are over there. We remember that. But today, we discovered that over in this one part, are animals that like to eat humans, and that's where they hang out, and they are going to fucking kill us if we go over there. We are designed to remember that experience better than the other two. Why? It's more important that I don't stumble across the saber-toothed tiger fucking area than I remember where the berries are. Okay? Because that negative, that saber-toothed spot is going to kill me. If I don't find the berries, I can probably find some other stuff. Okay? So I'm wired to remember the bad stuff, pay attention to the bad stuff more than the good stuff. Well, here's the problem. It's fucking 2018. I don't have to worry about a saber-toothed tiger. Okay? That saber-toothed tiger is now in the form of bullshit on Facebook and social media, nasty fucking trolls on Instagram, workplace gossip, people in your fucking town that talk shit. You cannot put that in the same category of importance as it was when it was a fucking saber-toothed tiger. Your nervous system and your brain will do that. You got to override it, okay? Because if you allow that shit to control you, you won't do anything. You guys are listening to episode 159 of this podcast. Well, it took me several years of thinking about starting to do this before I did it. Why? Because I didn't want to deal with people talking shit about it. I didn't think I was qualified. I didn't think I had the right to have a podcast. I didn't think I had the right education, certifications. I don't have the equipment. I don't have... Who the fuck am I to be talking about any of this stuff, right? No one gave me permission to start doing this. Nobody called me and said, you should start doing a podcast. Like, I've got a bunch of people that would love to hear you talk. None. I had to override that little, mostly imaginary hater in my brain and just start doing it. And you have to, like, fortify your mind against that stuff. You have to unfriend and stop following anybody that thinks that way, talks that way, isn't supportive of you. I don't care who they are. They could be your family. Unfollow them. Fuck them. Block them. This is not helpful to your life endeavors. When you're trying something new, it's already scary, right? You're a person that's not in shape and you decide you want to start going to the gym. You've tried it before. You failed several times. What are your quote-unquote family and friends going to say when you tell everybody you're starting to back up at the gym? How many people are going to be like, ah, here she goes again. Another waste of time, another waste of money. Fuck that. That will stop you from doing it, and then they win, right? So when you have those people that are going to have that reaction, douse them, get rid of them, hide from them, don't tell them. Who cares? You have to fortify your mind against these people, or you'll never go to the gym. You'll never sign up. You'll never public speak. You'll never go for a job promotion. You'll never quit your job and try something new. You'll never go ask that person out on a date that you've been wanting to. You're going to be so afraid of rejection and haters and negative response that you won't fucking do anything. And trust me when I tell you, that stopped me for a long time, and I'm pissed that I would have been about 15 years ahead of where I am now if I wouldn't have listened to that shit. Right, I worked for somebody who was one of these friends slash bullies. You guys know these people. So every time you mention something that you want to do, they kind of give you that, oh, really? Like, you're going to do that? Like, somehow you're not qualified for that thing. I would talk about wanting to do a workshop. They said, what are you fucking qualified to do a workshop about? Oh, I'm going to do this. Oh, what are you qualified to do that about? Like, just one of those guys that... You know, to him, it was locker room ribbing, but, like, to me, it was shutting me down, okay? It wasn't until I, like, literally cut this dude out of my life that I was able to grow. You know, animals grow to fit their cage, right? You will grow to fit your cage. If you have these people caging you in and you're influenced by their opinion of you, you will never grow. You got to break that cage, get rid of that glass ceiling so that you can reach your potential, and that will not happen if you live in fear of what people think and say. They're always going to say stuff, so you can do a pretty good job of avoiding it, but sooner or later somebody is going to have something negative to say about something you're doing, somebody who you're becoming. As you change as a human being, your interests change, the people you want to be around change, the things you read, listen to change. You're going to cut people out who aren't on the same page as you. Those people will have their feelings hurt and talk shit. You can't avoid that. You have to again, fortify your mind from it, but think about this for a minute. This is what I want to think. If you want to be successful in anything, that is going to come with it. Accept it, understand it, and do the best you can to fortify your mind against it. That's all I'm going to say. Because if you think about, pick a celebrity, an athlete, an actor, an actress, a businessman, pick anybody that you look at and go, man, that person has achieved a level of success. I would almost be willing to bet if they're at a reasonable level of celebrity status, you could fucking search that person's name / hate, and you will find a fucking Facebook page that says, I hate Justin Timberlake. You'll find a Facebook that says Justin Bieber should die. You'll find a Facebook page that talks shit about fucking anybody, right? Those people are not any more immune to it than you and I are. You think it doesn't fucking hurt their feelings to see that there's a fucking page of people that fucking despise them, that talk shit about them constantly? They will. If you talk to anybody like that, they'll tell you that's a very difficult part of fame and success is dealing with that stuff. Particularly when it's people that don't even know them, right? So when that's happening, if you look at it objectively and you're not involved, right? You look at the guys that are creating I Hate Justin Bieber pages. What the fuck is their problem, right? Like, I don't care if I like him, I like his music, I like his choices or not. What impact does it have on my life in any way, shape, or form? Fucking zero. So if I'm going to take any energy from my life and my time and start creating or commenting or even spending 2 seconds at the gym talking about Justin Bieber, that's my shit. Something's wrong with me. There is something going on with me that I am reaching out, and that guy's success is pissing me off. That has nothing to do with him. So when you have this happening to you, please understand that this has nothing to do with you. This has everything to do with that hater or that negative person that is resentful of what you're doing. That's a reflection on them. It's a mirror on them of what they're not fucking doing. So if you decide to start going to the gym and they're shit talking, it's because they're not going to the fucking gym. Or they're going to the gym and they're not successful. This has nothing to do with you. Again, it's a mirror on their failures and their lack of success or their insecurities or all that shit. So fuck them. Do what you gotta do. If there's something that you've been wanting to do for a long time and you are not doing it because you're afraid of what people think, I am begging you to fucking write this down somewhere. Fuck them. Fuck them. Go come to the gym and read some of the fucking walls at the gym. You want to know where that stuff comes from? Now you know where it comes from. Don't let that stuff shut you down. Fuck them. And know what? Go out and do whatever it is they said you couldn't do, bigger and fucking better than you even imagined, because now you got some fire. Go get them, guys. Have a good day.